At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm visiting with Sarah Childs. Sarah, where are you from, and tell me a little bit about your operation.
I am from Lake Placid, Florida. I work for Likes Brothers, which is the second largest cattle operation in the state of Florida, and have been with them a little over 18 and a half years.
You are down in God's country. I just moved back down to Florida. So looking forward to spending some time back in the Sunshine State. What is it that has motivated you or attracted you to becoming involved with the Beef Board?
My involvement in the industry, I went to college and was a PE major and a business minor and was just kind of floating through life. And then when I had the opportunity to move with family to Florida, I became involved in the raising of cattle in Florida, and it became an absolute passion of mine. And I can't imagine not being active and helping continue our wonderful, wonderful way of life and industry.
Well, as a member, that means committee involvement. What committees are you serving on, or committee?
On the Cattlemen's Beef Board, I am on the Joint Producer Communication Committee. And this morning, we were allowed the opportunity to go and visit other committees, which help us enlighten us on different areas other than the committee that we are on.
So what is it from a producer communication standpoint, how well do you think the Beef Board is getting that message out to, let's say, your not involved cattle farmer out there?
I think they're doing extremely well, and over the last few years, different initiatives have been done, the Twitter, the blog, and the email contacts, and that is one of the greatest abilities to get to producers and non-producers that information with their beef checkoff sites on the web.
Well, we've seen the checkoff go through an evolution over 25-plus years now, and some changes coming up here. What do you think about some of the changes that are going on?
I like a lot of the things. It certainly shows that the Beef Board is paying attention to what the industry has. I like the way the committees are going to be structured and many other aspects. And I think anyone who is involved in the industry needs to keep aware of how things are going and see the tremendous changes that have happened in the last several years.
Last question I always like to ask. What would you say to cattlemen and women out there who are not involved like you are?
If you are blessed enough to be in our industry, then each and every one of us needs to help promote our industry. We had a motivational speaker at the opening session yesterday with a cattleman, and one of the things that he said was every single producer needs to get out and give 2 hours a month to explaining to those who aren't in our industry the wonderful aspects, every aspects of our industry, and help preserve what we usually accept and don't think about those who aren't involved. And it's a wonderful way to just keep exposure there, the positive exposure, because unfortunately in the news, so much of it is negative.
Very well said, and thank you very much. That's Sarah Childs. She's one of the members of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. Here from the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.